Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. Transmission is half over, half full. We got Alan Watt coming up in about 7-8 minutes. Then we've got one of the engineers coming on with the thermite, explosive thermite residue in the towers, getting international attention all over foreign Dutch, British, German, Japanese TV. The whole world's freaking out over this, the information that Professor Stephen Jones first brought out. Now, with more and more scientists getting other samples that are confirmed, chain of custody controlled, big news there. Bob, talking about myself for a moment, we'll finish up with the economy, because I'm just a gauge of all this. I have this Max Blumenthal attacking me, saying increasingly influential online conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Many gun show attendees I spoke with were convinced Obama planned to usher in a Marxist dictatorship. I have MSNBC today attacking me with some comment on a message board saying, you know, something bad about Mexicans, nothing to do with me. I have CNN attacking me yesterday, calling me a, you know, evil conspiracy theorist. They are really coming after me, and I know why. I'm saying arrest the bankers. They've committed crimes. Ron Paul has agreed. Audit the Fed, in the Fed. And then you get the top politically. You fixed it. And then you can start, you know, reversing things. Do you agree that's why they're coming after me right now?
Well, they are hurting. The information that you're putting out is crippling them. They're frantic. And, you know, they don't know which way to turn. And you've got them running around in circles, you know, screaming, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And that's why you're getting attacked. You know you're being effective when you're getting attacked.
Yeah, when I say, you know, I've got them running around, Bob Chapman does, all of us together, the stuff you've been doing for 40 years, but they certainly are now focusing in on me. I mean, mainstream news is saying I'm like the poobah now, and I don't like it, Bob, I'll tell you. I don't like the feeling of the eye of Sauron looking at me.
Well, you don't have any choice. You selected the right path of truth to bring to the people, and this is an occupational hazard. This is the part of what you're going to have to put up with. And
I agree with you. But I mean, it's also a good feeling to know I'm already in too deep and there's no going back.
Well, look, you know, you keep on shooting back. Keep on exposing them. You know, this morning I did 11 programs before 11 o'clock. I'm going to drive them crazy, just like you are. And I was on with Gordon Liddy this morning. We're getting to them, believe me.
Yeah, Bob, you're just incredible. You deserve so much credit. I know you don't want it. You just want your grandkids to be free. But I've been doing this for 45 years and just immeasurable. And that's the reason they haven't killed us, is there's too many of us. There's too many Bob Chapmans and Alex Joneses and G. Edward Griffins. And, you know, the work of Aaron Russo goes on, even though he died of cancer. And all these other people, you know, Lynn Horowitz's and Alan Watts and all of them, that we are kicking their butt. And they know that we're beginning. It's like they've been beating us in a fight, but suddenly it's switched in the eighth round. And if we want it more than they want, we're in the fight, is the way I would put it.
Well, you know, you speak about there's a lot of people out there doing it. We want millions more, or at least thousands more, to help us. Word of mouth is fine. But there's people out there who have the same abilities that we have, and they've got to get in this fight. They got to get in and get publications and get pamphlets out to people and get on the Internet and try to get a program. I mean, I sent somebody who I thought was worthy to Ted the other day to start a program. It's important to get in there.
Absolutely. The InternationalForecaster.com. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for all your time, Bob. We know we love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah, Bob Chapman is breaking out huge as well. I tell you, this is exciting, and I am so glad that people are doing what they're doing.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Filmmaker, researcher, Alan Watt on. Just a great mind to understand the enemy, their psychology, how they operate, what they do. With what is more and more becoming clear, I said this back on Saturday when we first did an emergency transmission, that I believe it was a hoax. And now it's becoming more and more abundantly clear. But meanwhile, the fear-mongering just intensifies. Now, think about it. You can get 30-plus thousand people on average dying of flu, sometimes more, sometimes less. In the United States, between 200 and half a million every year dying worldwide of the regular flu. And they're telling you, get ready for the end of all your freedom, forced inoculations, total control for one dead person in the United States. Let's go ahead and play this local news clip off local news here in Austin, where they're getting tent cities ready with Michael Dell, the New World Order minion. Here it is.
Why do you think somebody should sign up to run the Congress Avenue?
We're having some trouble streaming that off the web. The problem is that it refreshed. We're playing these ads off the web. We ought to start having a hard drive where we capture these, and then we can just play them, because these stupid news sites, if it's not YouTube or Google, they just have the worst players, and it'll be working, and you try to play it, and it doesn't work. Well, we'll play it in a minute coming up with Alan Watt, and be sure and send that to the guys to link to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But let's go ahead and bring Alan Watt up. Alan, I haven't talked to you before the show. I have no idea what your view is of this, but I would imagine it's probably similar to mine. Give us your breakdown of what's happening with the fear-mongering right now with the pretty much imaginary flu.
Well, it's one crisis after another. We're just coming through the class that rose to IMF to its proper position as a distributor for the world's money, and it was time to teach the public that the World Health Organization will be the world authority that will guide every country and actually be the ruler as far as medical things go for the entire planet. But ultimately, you must remember the World Health Organization's agenda is to do with sustainable development. Once they have that authority, they're going to move right into the next part, which is depopulation, sterilization, etc., for sustainability reasons. And there's no mystery about this, because when the League of Nations was set up with the same organizations that are in the United Nations, including a World Health Authority, some of the founders at the time wrote about it, and they said that this is being set up to be the World Health Authority, and they must use panic and crisis to get the public to give them that authority. That's exactly what we're going through today. This flu is just the standard H1N1. It was out last year, according to the BBC and to the so-called experts in Britain. Tamil flu is pretty useless anyway. All the hype about Tamil flu came from the pharma companies that made the darn drugs. All their studies are from their paid agents. They give them glowing reports. But basically, you don't need it because this is a mild flu. And those who are dying of it, and it really is down to 7 proven cases in Mexico, not 107, you find they're compromised already with different other diseases, AIDS, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a very, very mild flu. It takes about 3 days. Everyone who's got it in Canada and Britain are told to just stay at home, drink lots of food, all the usual stuff. And it's gone in about 3 days. That's it.
So clearly, out of the blue, they have been fear-mongering and saying, I mean, I've got the headlines. This is the greatest challenge to face humanity.
Yep.
You know, this could be the end. Hundreds of millions could die. And then meanwhile, Mexico's saying between 7 and 12 dead. One dead in the United States, that person from Mexico City. But meanwhile, I've got Time, Newsweek, CBS, CNN, all of these publications, TV, saying, get ready for forced inoculations, even if you haven't had the flu. And now they're saying, oh, even if this passes over in the next month, when the flu shot's ready, we're going to make you take it. So I think this is also about pushback to all the tens of millions of people waking up to how deadly vaccines are, who are saying, no, I'm not going to take it. And they're trying to test the public to see if they can force us to do it. So when they launch the real attack during the full collapse of society, you watch when the resistance to the New World Order starts, when we're trying to take our governments back, they are going to launch massive real bio attacks. Alan, your comments on that?
Yeah, this is, you see, there have been so many studies coming out over the years of the fact that the flu inoculations, every year they tell you in the spring they had the wrong combinations of flu strain, so they were useless. But not only that, most folk who get the flu injections end up coming down with the flu. So people were stopping getting or taking their free flu shots. So they have to do something to get it back up to mandatory level.
And they admit, I keep forgetting to make this point to interrupt, you make me think, Alan. They admit that all these flu shots actually mutate with regular flu out there and are creating more dangerous strains. Mm-hmm. And the Tamiflu accelerates the mutation, just like antibiotics do with the bacteria.
Yes, they're using human beings as breeders, and that's what they use the animals for. That's how they breed the viruses, either in chickens or some other kind of animal, or human fetal tissue. And now they're using living people, and everyone who gets the shot becomes a breeder. And they shed the virus wherever they go. Yeah.
It's just absolutely amazing. Alan, why do you think Napolitano came out and said, oh, well, this one's probably no big deal, but the next one, it's coming. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I know.
And then flying Air Force One to the middle of buildings with F-16s literally 50 feet away. Mm-hmm. And then it came out in memos. They terrorized them on purpose but said it's secret. What is behind that?
But we'll never get the whole story. In fact, we never get the real truth about anything, to be honest with you. As I say, we're living in an age where we have so many distractions and crises, and we're rolling now from simply one crisis to another. But what is interesting is that out of every crisis, the institutions at the world, the United Nations, are risen up. That's always the solution to their global authority positions with IMF, the World Bank, etc. Now we're seeing the same thing with the health. Now, they're on a roll for complete domination of the planet because the United Nations was set up, remember, as a front. through crisis creation and offer the solutions, which, of course, was the plan all along. We're going to roll and roll from solution to solution and crisis to crisis. People have already forgotten that trillions of dollars have been looted from them just a few months ago.
And Alan, how obvious is it, and we're going to play this clip, and I want to get your answer to this. As you just said, I'm watching John Kerry last night in the Senate hearing. He says we've got to have a global solution to this global crisis, and the head of the UN, the Secretary General, Mr. Moon, is admitting they're directing the United States and Canada and Australia and all the Commonwealth countries are the ones hyping this up the worst. They're admitting that they're using this, they say, to strengthen the global governance. Let's play this clip of the fear-mongering in Austin with the camps, with the tents being set up for the mass death. Here it is.
And on that note, a modified tent city now being set up at Dell Children's Hospital for those who believe that they have the flu. Fox 7's Rudy Koski joining us live from Dell Children's Hospital with the details. Rudy?
Hi, Loriana. The tents started going up this afternoon. They're located directly behind me. Now, take a look. They're in a physician parking area that is directly underneath the helicopter pad. Now, the tents are expected to be ready for people by tomorrow. They're still hooking up climate control systems, and they're doing this because of a large number of people showing up to get a flu test. By mid-afternoon, for example, the hospital had more than 400 people coming into the emergency room. They usually have about 170. Administrators say the tents, there's about three of them, will help separate those who just may be really sick from those who are seeking other types of medical treatment at the emergency room. Now, once again, taking a look at a live picture of the situation here at Dell, the tents are near, right underneath the helipad and the physician parking area. Administrators here and at other local hospitals are also asking people who want to get tested to stop going to local emergency rooms. The first thing that they say that you should be doing is contacting your primary care physician. After that, or if that doesn't work, then you can go to a local neighborhood medical clinic, one of those doc-in-the-boxes. That will relieve the pressure on especially trauma events at the emergency rooms. So once again, if you're feeling ill or you just want to test, go check with your primary care doctor first or go to one of your neighborhood local medical clinics. We'll, of course, have more on this story tonight at 9. Reporting live at Dell Children's Hospital, Rudy Koski, Fox 7.
Now, by the way, I've told everybody for 11 years that the old Robert Mueller Airport is a FEMA camp, and we have local newscasts saying during emergencies they have 747 hangars with bolts and chains in the floors, porta-potties, cots, barbed wire inside, and I reported it a year before it was in the news. People laughed at me because I had inside sources that put it in. You know, the cops are calling me going, man, you got to see this place. It's a FEMA camp. Then I've got local Fox again going, oh, yes, it's an emergency camp for you. That's in Police State 2, the takeover. This is right next door to that. There's troops running around all over the old airport. Down the street at the old mall, they've taken over two of the major areas and have FEMA in there going back a few months ago. And then you walk up and say, why is Homeland Security here? They say, get back, get back, get back. And this is happening everywhere. Alan Watt, how much more obvious does this have to get? This is all a beta test for when they release the real controlled plague.
It is, too. And FEMA made it quite clear at New Orleans that no other contingency plans would be allowed except their own. In fact, you couldn't even help your neighbor. You were not authorized and rescue, et cetera, et cetera. So you're looking at all power to even save ourselves being taken up by the official authorized organization. And this is also treating the public that is so. This is so. This is the way it will be. And so, as I say, they will eventually one day release something because the true cutting edge on virology and bacteriology is not in the ordinary medical profession. It's in bacterial warfare laboratory labs. And they've written extensively to the fact that they can create ethnic-specific viruses that will kill certain groups, not others. That's all declassified stuff. And they also are basically, they can recreate a virus within 1 hour and alter it to be a killer if they want to. That's how far advanced they really are. So the guys at the bottom don't even know what's going on.
Absolutely, Alan. Stay there. We'll talk more about this after this quick break. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
I wish a buck was still silver.
I wish a buck was still silver.
It was back
when the country was strong.
Back when we had Chrysler and Dodge and Chevy.
Back before Elvis.
And back before the New World Order came in and took over and turned the police into black ski mask thugs. Back when we could still own firearms.
For the Beatles.
And back when we could still have children without getting a license.
When a man could still work, still would.
For himself and not at a work camp. With a pot-bellied commie bossing him around.
Best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over?
Quit rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Quit rolling downhill like a snowball.
All right, Burmese is popping in. Ellen Watts, our guest. Appreciate him coming on. This was great insight. Like, I want to hear what he has to say about this in detail and how we should counter it. Is this a desperation move by the establishment? Is it a beta test? But yeah, all over the world, if anybody has any type of symptom, the tattletale citizens freak out on them. They have them jerked off planes, panicking. This is the secret police drilling. And I always said they would do it in the name of medical. That's how Hitler started, grabbing people for plagues or medical problems or flus, and then they were mentally retarded, and then they were had medical problems. And long before the camps, and the Soviets did this too. Burmese, give them the new article, then we'll get Alan Watts' take on it.
Yeah, I was just running into the coffee room, and I see all of a sudden on Fox News, this woman is being dragged off a United plane after it's diverted from Munich, Germany, into Boston, and then you see her being taken off by two people in big yellow, what looks like hazmat uniforms.
It's all part of it's all acting. It's all part of theater. Setting up emergency tents, people in bio suits, and they're on the news going, we're going to make you take shots. You know, Alan Watt, they could mind control us maybe with just this little event. Maybe there'd be no deaths, and they would just end all freedom and have everyone in hazmat suits. I mean, do you think they're going for the gold right now, or is this just a beta test?
It's a beta test, but you're quite right there. They could be no deaths at all and still go for it, because I said years ago when they first brought out the movie Outbreak, that was the first movie that conditioned the public. Oh, my God, this could be terrible for a real outbreak. It's done through fiction. And I said that all they need to show you is guys in hazmat suits and a stretcher and someone on it that they could do in a studio, and that's broadcast to the world, and we all believe it. That's all they have to do today. It's like the dog, seeing is believing. And that becomes your perception of reality. So it's so simple. But you're quite right. This is a big push to get the public of the world conditioned.
But, I mean, how ridiculous. In hazmat suits, and it's killed one person.
I know. And the one person, really, we don't know the details of how they were compromised by other diseases or illnesses. There will be something more to that.
Oh, no. It came out in the Houston Chronicle. He was premature, like 3 pounds when he was born. He always had lung problems and a bunch of other diseases.
Yep. That's it. So basically, this is a mild flu, but they'll use it to the maximum extreme, because you're quite right. They want to train the public that we're so helpless in this brave new world that we can't feed ourselves anymore. The money's gone to the dogs. We can't handle anything. And now we have all these natures turned against us. Remember what they said, too, at the Club of Rome. We must teach the public that man is the enemy of the planet and nature is at war with man. And so they're using all of this right now to make us feel utterly helpless. But the big global authorities, don't worry, the experts will have it in hand, and we must obey the experts. And believe you me, for the obedience and help of experts, we will pay dearly for all their help. We have no rights at all at the end.
Yeah, notice the more the bankers help us, the more, you know, they gave us a Federal Reserve to end financial problems. They gave us a depression.
Yes.
And they gave us a National Security Act. Now they're giving us another depression. And they openly are giving us the depression, and they're getting more power out of it instead of just arresting these people.
Exactly. And not only that, as I've said before, Bretton Woods was at part one, and the founder, John Maynard Keynes, said part two will kick in the next century. And here it comes, and now they're going to be the issuers of world currency. Mm-hmm. That was the solution. We're simply living a script, and as we live the script, the public has to be trained, just trained like animals in Skinnerian techniques, to obey, obey, obey all authority. That's the key to it. We must obey authority.
And they're giving people these mindless phobias. I mean, literally, I've been watching TV shows, and the clips have been sent to me, Alan. Talk about predictive programming. Scores of shows. Burma, stay here. I want you to tell them that story when we come back. But I'm getting all these emails and clips of shows where stuff produced a month ago is now airing. You know, it's been taped.
Yep.
Dramas, cop shows. It's all about you didn't take the shot, you're arrested, it killed other people. Or only the CEOs get the flu shots and everybody wants them and fights for them. You know, like they're fighting for the Christmas toy everybody's got to have. And, I mean, can't the public see this is mind control and they pre-made all the shows to be airing now and that this is total proof?
Yes.
That they did it. I mean, this is like insider trading. The CIA-owned companies did record American and United put options, and then nobody gets in trouble. Now you have all the shows, literally all over TV, about flu as the flu happens outside of flu season, and it isn't obvious to people. Let's talk about predictive programming when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons?
Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I want Alan Watt to break down predictive programming. You know, I know people that know Alan Watt. Charlie Sheen says he's a great guy. Max Kaiser is friends with him. But he is a gun grabber. I don't like that. And he's going to be running for Senate, he's talking about now. But
you're not talking about Alan Watt. You're talking about Alec Baldwin.
Is Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, you said Alan Watt.
Alan Watt is running for Senate, and he's friends with Charlie Sheen. Now, listen, I got too much going on in my head, Burmese, and I'm also listening. You breathe in the microphone. But the issue is Burmese will be live tonight, 9 to midnight, with the InfoWarrior show here on the network, doing a great job. And I'll be popping in with him some as well, because I'm going to be up there working on a film, a special release we're going to be announcing next week, something a little special. But going back to Alec Baldwin is a great actor, and I want to get Alan Watt's take on this with predictive programming. And so I wanted to play this particular clip from Hulu, and if you watch the clip carefully, he's playing the part of an alien, you know, a master race. When he walks in, it shows people behind him being led away dead to have their brains taken. After your brains are taken, they're going to kill you. And they say, you know, it's ridiculous that TV, you know, eats your brain. It only softens it. Hulu takes it all the way. What are you going to do? Turn your TV off. Well, TV really is doing this. The elites see themselves as the Morlock, us the Eloy. They are controlling us. They are doing all of this. And so this is how they are conditioning us. So this is really a very sinister ad as they throw it in our face. And it's funny that we're being killed and we're being brainwashed. We're losing our soul to the television when in reality it's actually doing that, causing Alzheimer's, all these other things, all the big studies about how it does cause brain damage. They make a big joke out of it in his TV show. You were saying one of many we've heard about, but you saw it. where everybody's fighting to get the vaccine. So this is how they do predictive programming. I want Alan Watt to talk about that. But here is the Super Bowl Hulu ad right now.
Hello, Earth. I'm Alec Baldwin, TV star. You know, they say TV will rot your brain. That's absurd. TV only softens the brain like a ripe banana to take it all the way. We've created Hulu. Hulu beams TV directly to your portable computing devices, giving you more of the cerebral gelatinizing shows you want anytime, anywhere, for free. Mushy mush. And the best part is there's nothing you could do to stop it. I mean, what are you going to do, turn off your TV and your computer? Once your brains are reduced to a cottage cheese-like mush, we'll scoop them out with a melon baller and gobble them right on up. Oops. I think I'm drooling a little. Because we're aliens. And that's how we roll. Hulu, an evil plot to destroy the world. Enjoy.
Now, but see, there's the big joke there is that, oh, we're enslaving you, and the guy's laughing, and he's laughing back at him, and then he stops laughing. It's a fake laugh. It's like, look, this ad is a joke on you. You don't even know if Baldwin understands this.
He's dinner, too. You know, I mean, in between the laughing, he gives him that look like, I'm going to eat you. You know, it's crazy. Crazy.
And it shows him in the background taking people they've killed away, and it's all done like in a clinical way. Now, Alan Watt, tell folks about predictive programming for those that don't understand the government admits and the media admits. Like you watch all science fiction movies, Starship Troopers, you know, that science fiction movie that they just did with a few years ago with Clooney. It's all about, I want to really do good so I can get a license to have children so I can compete to be one out of 1,000 to have kids. That's predictive programming. They're telling you what the future is going to be, and you see stuff 40 years ago in science fiction. It's what happened today. Explain predictive programming, and then Burmese is going to briefly tell folks what happened on this last sitcom with Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. It's a scientific process of familiarization to the public. So you familiarize them with ideas in a fictional format. When it's in fiction, the sensor part of your brain is down. You're being entertained, you think. But it's implanting a possible idea, a possibility of something to come. Therefore, when it starts to happen gradually in society, this extra idea comes into, becomes concrete and it's implemented. You think it's all quite natural that we're somehow progressing naturally along a certain path. But in reality, your mind has already been prepared to accept something you would never otherwise accept because you'd be reasoning through it. True fiction, you don't reason through. And when it's coupled with emotion, so every movie, every novel has a character you identify with, the hero, the heroine, and you identify with them, and you go through things that you may go through in real life with them. When you couple it with the actual downloads implanted of the idea of something to come, you're now familiar with it. And so emotion is the best way to do it. They call it emotive programming. And in that sense, they can put anything into your mind, especially scary scenarios.
They will have a set of archetypes. They admit this in broadcast school, of the guy that's the cool kid next door and the info babe and the guy that's the father figure and the mother figure. Or like in the Transformers, the new one coming out, you've got the hero Optimus Prime jumping up on the giant robot, you know, like one of our ancestors jumping on the back of the Mastodon. You know, it's all these preconditioned ancient instincts, you know, almost ancestral memories. And the establishment admits this, that they are programming. And so I've been watching online the old 1980s G.I. Joe. Gold is bad. Cobra believes in that as a currency. Wearing black ski masks is good. The police state's good. Checkpoints are good. Watch children's shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's total. And now they admit G.I. Joe is basically funded by the Pentagon as product placement. And now it's just out in the open. They're programming everything. And then they admit the Pentagon developed video games. Now they're hiring people that are good at the flight simulators to fly the Predator drones. Now the zit-faced kids are 25. They're actually flying the death drones. They're being recruited into the Air Force. Now they're saying, soon within 5-6 years, we're going to have you jacked in with a chip into your brain. You know, you don't have to take the chip. You're just a hero. You know, you're a fighter pilot in your pod 10,000 miles away. I mean, it's all happening. It's all really unfolding.
It's a script. The script was written a long time ago, and the big foundations probably employ more psychologists and experts on anthropology. and they bypass all democracy. They have their agenda. Their agenda was written a long time ago. The big boys who gave us Brave New World in the 1930s, talking about genetic engineering of a fixed population with special purposes for you'd be designated with your job for life. You'd be created for that job, physically created for that job. It was done in the 30s. It all belongs to the same organization for this world governmental system. A scientific dictatorship was what Huxley called it. And that's what we're going into. And they're using fear. Now, we've all heard about the global warming scams and so on and so on. And again, it's coming from the United Nations, the International Panel on Climate Change. Here's a quote from them. Here's a quote from one of the top guys there at the United Nations. Stephen Schneider, Stanford Professor of Climatology, lead author of the IPCC reports for the United Nations. He says we need to get some broad-based support, the public support, to capture the public's imagination. So we have to offer up scary scenarios, made simplified, dramatic statements, and make little mention of any doubts. In other words, terror, terror, terror. It says each of us has to decide what's the right balance between being effective and being honest. And then the other chairman, Sir Hugh Houghton of the IPCC, the United Nations, is giving the global warming scam. He says, unless we announce disasters, no one will listen. Well, this whole health thing right with the flu right now is for the World Health Organization at the United Nations, and it's now their turn to do the same thing with scary scenarios. That's what's happening right now.
Absolutely. Now here's just a microcosm of predictive programming, and it came out the FBI and the Pentagon. This is even on television. I already read about it years ago. One day I was watching TV, I think it was History Channel, did a show about the history of SWAT teams and said that they wanted to introduce it to the public. They just said it calmly. So they introduced it to the public through the TV show SWAT, and that became the model. And then all departments wanted to be special paramilitary forces, and that the Pentagon and FBI were running it and funding it. And so that conditioned them with an us against them, you know, no longer the guardian, no longer the peacekeeper, no longer of the people, now a separate group. And you saw that in all the children's programming. But tell them just about the show with Alec Baldwin, not Alan Watt, with Alec Baldwin, where they're all fighting to get the flu shot. And we checked, this was shot months ago, airing last week, perfectly to coincide with all of this. I mean, again, lady, and then I'm getting all these YouTube clips of other shows simultaneously doing this, just like the movie Pearl Harbor comes out right as 9/11 hits, where, and they say, oh, it's just like Pearl Harbor. And, of course, the actors don't even know this, but this is the psychiatrist, the psychologist doing this. Tell them about it.
Yeah, if people don't know, 30 Rock is basically a spoof of Saturday Night Live behind the scenes. And what happens is people start getting the flu in the office, so everybody starts freaking out. And, of course, the CEOs, the big rich guys, are the only ones that can get the vaccination. So everybody's trying to weasel around and get the vaccines from the CEOs and be the chosen few that won't get sick from the flu. And then, of course, by the end of the show, the CEOs are okay. They took the shots, and everybody else is sick with the flu, giving out that message, you have to take the shot if you want to be okay. And if there's anything I learned from G.I. Joe Jones when I was a kid, is that knowing is half the battle. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to tell people the truth so they know what's going on.
Absolutely. And the other half is being willing to take the enemy on. But, I mean, Alan, how? I guess this works for the American Idol crowd, but don't people know they're being programmed constantly? Don't the actors like Alec Baldwin know that they're programming people to want to go out and take shots? Or do these people just say, hey, I'm going to join the dark side. You know, I like being part of the elite. It's fun to get it over on the people.
Well, he knows. He knows. I know because I've seen him on Jay Leno and other shows, and he comes out with this little devil's corona sign with his forefinger and so on, right in the camera, in fact. So much so that Leno even had to push it away at one point. So, yeah, he's well aware of what he's doing.
Really? So Alec Watt, Alec Baldwin, goes on TV doing the Diablo a lot?
Yeah.
And then you're saying he was doing it in Leno's face? And Leno's
He put his hand right up to the camera lens, and eventually Leno had to push it away.
Good God, what on the world is going on? I guess they just love the power trip.
Oh, they do. They do, especially when you're dealing with an ignorant public. Who are into the mind control upgrading. The general public have no reality at all except what comes across that media. And that's what Brzezinski said in Between Two Ages in the 1970s. He says the public are being trained to accept that the media is there to do their thinking and their reasoning for them. This has been accomplished.
And this fear-mongering, again, is a beta test of that, with Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, saying this probably won't be a big deal, but another one's coming soon.
Yeah.
Is that to condition the subconscious to then think she's the great leader we can trust? Because after all, she predicted it.
That's right. It's all stage set for the general public to think it's all quite a natural progression as this all comes forth and the right people are put into the right positions to protect us. We're being trained as children. And to accept that we're children and to allow those mature, special people, the experts, to rule our whole lives from birth to death, that's the whole point of the scientific era, the century of change. That's what it's all about.
And the elite, they're willing to make the hard decision and give us the cancer virus injections and poison our water. And, you know, the elite even say, well, the future doesn't need us. And, you know, we just got to be cold-blooded and scientific that these people have to be culled and killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll even say, look, you even warned them, Alex, and they don't listen. They don't understand.
Yep.
So, see, that's the evidence. We have to go ahead and do this to them. And it's just so sick to watch them mutate humanity and to take all of our weaknesses and to amplify them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so hellish, Alan. Where do you see the economy going the next 4 or 5 months? I mean, it's really accelerating downwards. They're saying the new Bank of the World, the carbon tax will save us. As things get worse and worse, as people begin to revolt,
yeah.
What do you see them doing? Launching new wars, a new bio attack? What do you see happening?
What they expect is what they've told us themselves. The U.S. military, right after the British think tank for the British and NATO military, put out its 90-page report for the next 50 years for scenarios of what's to happen. They say there's going to be riots beginning around 2010-12, and they'll escalate. There'll be riots over food, riots over poverty, riots over everything, basically, because they bring the Western countries down financially into a sustainable living pattern. That means vastly reduced consumption. That's what's all through the United Nations documentation from every one of their departments. So this is what they have told us is going to happen. So they're going to make it happen, obviously. And people will never revolt, and this is a sad truth, until if there's no organization, people will not revolt. And even then, it's sporadic when they're against the wall. People don't like to buck the system and fight and kill. It's a nasty idea. But unfortunately, if there's no organization against this, you'll have sporadic riots, which is just a disorganized mob. And they're already prepared for that. They've been preparing for this for 30 years by building up SWAT teams, by bringing the police into the multi-jurisdictional task forces, sending them off to Iraq, by the way, where they get training, bashing down doors. It's been declared on Canadian television. Lots of our cops have had this training. They work with the military in the same uniforms. Then they come back to Canada, and now they double up as the special SWAT.
And now they've announced on Canadian TV and print that, oh, the Army's just going to patrol the streets now to stop drunks and crime. And
yeah.
They announced the same thing here, and you're right. And there is sporadic rioting and things. That will only help them, you know, then tell the chicken neck fluoride head yuppies, oh, look, see, we need a police state because of rioting. And they'll say that's what caused the stock market to plunge today was the rioting. It wasn't the bankers. It was the rioters, Jason Burmes.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they'll make up any excuse for the economy failing. I mean, I had Obama on stage in his fake State of the Union saying, you know what? All these high school dropouts, that's what's causing this economy to go down, and that's just not going to be a choice anymore. Then you read the Give Act and you realize everybody's going to have to graduate high school as they're going through middle and high school. They're going to have to do mandatory service on top of this. You're going to have to go to a trade school after high school if you don't want to go to
college.
Yeah,
they're saying even if you're homeschooled, you're going to have to show up and serve the feds. Alan, this is going to be just a hellish system, but I guess all the dumbed-down people who just bestially want authority, they're going to love the uniforms and the power they're given to then parasite on the rest of us. This is going to be sick.
That's true. There's no doubt about it. Once you're in a uniform, you're part of a fraternity. That's why militaries have used this technique of uniformity for so long. You are the guys you can trust are the guys in the same uniform. And you were told from the beginning you're now special. And you certainly get special privileges, etc. And you have a certain amount of protection against the things that you might do that the citizen couldn't. So you're right. We're going to have the exact things they showed us in all this scary, futuristic movies and sci-fi. A big police state worldwide, a world governmental system, and masses of poor people at the bottom. That's exactly what they're bringing in for sustainable development, supposedly.
All right, Alan Watts, our guest. We'll talk more about the fear-mongering, the flu, the new Bank of the World they're setting up. Jason Berman, she'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. TheInfoWarrior.com is his website.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Alan, I know that the New World Order crowd moves slowly because they want to test things, gauge things, beta test. They admit that. You know, read that. You cover that in all your great research at cutintothematrix.com. But, you know, I'm seeing desperation in their eyes. I know they've got all this science and all the slick ways to control us, but more and more people fundamentally don't like the system and don't like what it's doing and are saying no to anything and everything they push. I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel that is not an oncoming train. What are solutions in your mind and your prognosis? I mean, is there anything good at the end of this? Is there any way to get out of this, in your opinion?
Being led by specialists in every area of their lives and start reclaiming their own personal sovereignty to begin with. You see, we've been conditioned, not just in one generation, but over a few generations that we are nothing special. Remember what Julian Huxley, the first CEO of UNESCO, said. He said we have to condition the public and to get used to the idea of the dehumanization of human life. Before that, human life was at the pinnacle. Everyone had rights. You were a spiritual, physical being. And just want to get rid of that idea and make them think they're just one other animal. And through about 40, 50 years of intense propaganda, nature shows especially, all put out by the big foundations, we've been trained we're just another animal, nothing special at all. And because we're one of an animal, we have specialist animals above us who are better animals, more elitist animals and intellectuals. We should obey those ones. That's what the whole thing is about.
That's right, and humans are bad, and we have to be punished, and humans are a disease, just like that Club of Rome document from the early 90s, written by the current head of the CFR, Richard N. Haass. And it's more important, the brainwashing, even in the inner party, isn't it? A lot of the higher-level minions really believe they're doing a sacred work, putting cancer viruses in vaccines. Yeah, because we're bad. They've got to kill us to save the Earth. And after all, we're all just blobs. We're all just animals.
Charles Galton Darwin put it straight out in the 1950s, and he was a top physicist and grandson of Charles Darwin. He said that we must eventually start either euthanizing or sterilizing the masses, he says, because otherwise they'll bring their bad genes up into the good gene pool and destroy the good gene pool. This is how they rationalize what they plan to do. This Ted Turner, one of the big propagandists for the United Nations, we think these guys are all independent. They're not independent. In fact, they're brought up to be cultural leaders through the organizations and television systems and so on that they run. Ted Turner says at the United Nations, he says, a total population of 250 to 300 million people worldwide, which is a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. And he's the founder of CNN and a major UN donor and spokesman, you know. The Club of Rome and their goals. Now, they have goals for mankind. This is not a wish list. They have goals set during a 10, 20, 50-year time period. They have long-term goals. This is a total population. They said the resultant ideal sustainable population is hence more than 500 million, but less than 1 billion. And that's in their own report called Goals for Mankind. We better realize that these guys are deadly serious, and they have the funding of the big five foundations, including the Rockefeller Foundations, to bring all this about, and they're doing it.
Alan Watt, do five more minutes with us. We got to get you up for 2 hours in the very near future. Do five more minutes with us. Then we have Niels Herit, associate professor of the Department of Chemistry, University of Copenhagen for 37 years, doing his own study and finding what Stephen Jones and others found, the nano superthermite in the wreckage of the World Trade Center. The explosives used to blow it up. This is big international news. There's a blackout here domestically. We'll break that blackout straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.